Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Well, a strong cold front is on the move. This has been producing on and off severe weather the last couple of days to our north and west, and will pack a punch today, although it does not appear to be as strong as it has been the last 24 to 48 hours. Having said that, we are continuing to track right now heavy showers and thunderstorms that have produced some overnight severe weather to the north and west at Jacksonville. This is rolling eastbound, so anybody with travel plans early this morning to take you west on I-10, north on I-75 to Atlanta, or north on I-95 up the eastern seaboard should be prepared for at least very wet weather and perhaps some very windy and stormy weather as well. In fact, our winds will be picking up this morning out ahead of the showers and thunderstorms. We may very well have wind gusts of 20, 30, even 35 miles per hour at times as the showers and thunderstorms are moving in. And then we may get some also additionally gusty winds on the leading edge of the showers and thunderstorms. Those could be gusts of 50 to maybe even locally 60 miles per hour, which would trigger perhaps a severe thunderstorm morning or two, depending on the exact location movement of the storms. But everybody gets rain today, 100% coverage. It is a swift-moving weather system, won't be around real long, so that should generally keep rainfall amounts in check, but as much as a half inch to an inch, and that's, again, for this time of year, that's good rainfall. We'll take it as we head toward the peak of the wildfire season. You know, we're nearly 9 inches above average in rainfall since November. Boy, it's been a blessing this winter. Sure, it's made for some nasty winter days, I guess you could say, but it's at least been wet, and as we head to the peak of the wildfire season, if we can keep these fronts moving through with periods of rain, it's good news. Of course, we don't need the severe weather and the strong storms, but we deal with what we have to, and we certainly will have that on display today. And that's why it's a First Alert Weather Day. Remember, First Alert Weather Day means dangerous, potentially dangerous conditions, certainly weather of inconvenience, and that's what we'll have today with the heavy downpours, potentially slick roads, and those isolated storms that may produce high winds that could down a tree or two and perhaps some power lines as well. Skies clear out. Temperatures turn much cooler tonight as the frontal system pushes to the east and moves away. When we go below average, and we'll stay below average for temperatures all the way into the weekend. Again, a really nice stretch here for this time of year. Down to near 50 tonight, and the highs tomorrow only around 70, despite a lot of sunshine. It'll be breezy and rather cool. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all look nice with sunshine, but high temperatures that only reach the lower 70s Friday and Saturday, and in some cases only the upper 60s, and then Sunday we get back into the mid-70s. Nighttime lows, especially inland, and away from the St. Johns River, will be well down into the 40s each night. We also get a little help from Mother Nature on the pollen today with the rainfall, but the good news is we've reached that peak over the last couple of weeks, and we continue to see a decline, an even greater decline now, according to Edward Waters University. As our professor and doctor there continues to give us updated information each week on the actual counts, and really much lower this week. So that's good news. And combined with the rain today, even more improvement. So allergy sufferers, you've gotten through the worst, at least for most people, the pine, the oak, and the cedar. And now improving conditions. Of course, there's always pollen in our air here in Jacksonville, northeastern Florida. Anything that blooms produces pollen. But those three allergens are certainly the most severe for the majority of the population. So stay safe today. We'll keep you updated around the clock as needed, of course, on any warnings that might be issued. More than anything else, it looks like widespread rain that will be heavy at times, along with some thunderstorms that produce some strong and gusty winds. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.